Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Master.
Welcome, everyone. This is Victor Pitts. I'm guest hosting Domain Masters this week while Monty Khan is out of town on business. So I welcome you to Domain Masters, where we help you to learn to master your domains. Tonight, we've got a guest on. His name is Rick Jones, and Rick is the Chief Operation Officer of Scott McRae Advertising. They're a full-service ad agency with a wide variety of clients, from real estate developers to car dealers to the American Lung Association. So we're going to have Rick on in just a few minutes. First of all, I'd like to take just a few minutes to bring all of you guys up to date on some things that's happening in the domain industry. First of all, some upcoming shows that might, or some dates and shows that might be of interest to you. As a reminder to everyone, tax time is next week, April 15th. Make sure that you get your tax papers in or file your extensions. There's also going to be an ICANN meeting. ICANN, as you know, is the regulatory body for the internet, for domain names and handling of disputes and crediting of registries and registrars and so forth. And ICANN is having a meeting. It's going to be held in New Orleans beginning on April 30th. And this is open to the public, so anyone is allowed to attend. If you own a domain and you pay your domain fees, then you're able to speak if you have something that you want to speak about at that particular show. In addition to the ICANN meeting, there's some domain-related shows that are coming up. Next week out in San Francisco, the 15th and the 17th of April, is AdTech. And AdTech is going to draw somewhere close to 20,000 people in attendance. And that's going to be held in San Francisco. Moniker will be represented, have four representatives out there. So if you do visit AdTech, be sure to stop by the Moniker booth and say hello to them and tell them that you heard about it from Domain Masters. In addition to AdTech, there's also upcoming this month, and also in San Francisco, is a Domain Roundtable. There's a Web 2.0 Expo. There's a Digital Hollywood that's coming up in just a few short weeks out in Hollywood, California. And this is a real interesting show in that you have some of Hollywood's top companies as they're beginning now to look to the internet as a medium for distribution of their property, of their TV shows, of their movies, of video games and things of this nature. And so Hollywood is looking at the internet in a lot of different ways, and they're very interested in domain names and how domain names play into that strategy. So that's coming up the 5th through the 8th in Hollywood, California. And then, of course, later on in the month of November, and I mention this now because there's going to be an auction at the Traffic in Orlando. It's going to be adjacent to Disney. You can get full information on this show all from the Moniker website. Again, Traffic's going to be in Orlando, and that's going to be held May 20th through the 24th. So you want to take a look at that if you have names that have been submitted to that auction. It's a great event to have your names into, because it brings out the biggest and the best in the industry, and it's a good one to have your name submitted to. So that's kind of a lowdown of things that are coming up in the next few weeks in terms of trade shows. There's one of my favorite sites on the internet is a site called The End Journal, and Ron Jackson is the president of that organization, and he's the editor of DN Journal, and a man I have a lot of respect for. And I always get a kick out of some of his articles that he writes, and when something is of importance to him, how he really digs down deep into it and does his analysis and reports, separates the opinion from the facts, and he makes it very clear to you as a reader where that line is. One of the things that Ron has recently taken to respond to is some blog entries regarding whether the value of domain names is, or price of domain names is going down. How about volume for domain names? And I'm talking in terms of sales, domain name sales. With Moniker's auctions and all the other players in the industry that are doing live auctions and selling domain names, what effect is it having on the price of domain names in the aftermarkets and the volume? Has the industry slowed down? How has the economy affected domain names? And so Ron has taken this as something of special interest to him. He has been reporting on domain name sales since 2003. He has a lot of details. He has a lot of data of which to do some comparative analysis. And he wrote a few things on his site, and I'm going to glean a few of them off because I think they're particularly important. He says that, first of all, the domain market is still defying the widely reported downdraft in the general economy. Their latest weekly domain sales report, released early this morning, and this is from a week ago, concluded the first quarter of 2008. I was anxious to see how Q1 of 2008 would stack up against previous quarters because a lot of people have been opinionated that the domain sales seem to be going slower, basing that upon observations of lower total sales figures than the usual five in the domain auctions. Anyway, he has compared, he's looked in his database, and he's found that total volume of sales had not changed at all, and the total dollar volume was simply getting split among a larger number of players, a larger number of auction venues. And he got his final results in, and he says the data bears out to show that the reality is exactly the opposite of the pessimistic opinions that have been expressed. The first quarter of 2008 wound up being the best domain sales quarter reported since they started tracking the market back in the fall of 2003. He says that a total of $38 million in domain sales were reported in the first quarter of this year, a 78% jump over the first quarter of 2007, which was $21 million. And so that, I mean, that's really good news. He says also is a 12% better this first quarter of 2008 than the comparing it to the fourth quarter of 2007. So just in from the end of last year to the beginning of this year, it's up 12%. For all of 2007, there was $120 million in sales that was reported, an average of $30 million per quarter. So the latest quarter is actually higher than the average quarter for last year. And again, that all is very positive data, and Ron concludes that the domain market continues to be a beacon of strength in an otherwise deteriorating economy. He even went further into it, and he says, okay, so if you take out the top sale this year, because there's a big sale, fund.com, under $10 million. But if you take out the top sell for last year, porn.com, $9.5 million. And if you take out those big heavyweights and you look, again, it's a dead heat, essentially, with slightly bigger numbers, slightly higher volume here in 2008. So we're really pleased to see those kinds of numbers, and appreciate Ron with all of his data that he has available to them doing the analysis and reporting it to the industry. Also want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday out there to the .eu registry. The .eu TLD is just celebrated its two-year anniversary, or a two-year birthday, and they got 2.8 million names now on the market. So, happy birthday to the .eu registry. .asia, I don't have any numbers in yet, but I'm trying to get those. .asia has released its domain name. It did the land rush a couple weeks ago, and I know that it was a very successful launch. This is, unlike the .eu registry, this is a ICANN-accredited TLD, and so it was a little bit tighter control in terms of the land rush and the whole sunrise period, and so they did a tremendous job, and I'm sure that extension will be very successful as well. So, folks, as I mentioned, I have our guest tonight, Rick Jones, from Scott McCray Advertising, and Rick is going to be joining us in just a moment. But first of all, I want to break to get some commercials, pay for the program, and we'll be right back after this break. So don't go away. Stay tuned to Domain Masters.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I put the Go currency converter on my site, all my international customers can see how much they're paying in their own currency?
Yeah. GoCurrency.com has free currency converters, language translations, international clocks, everything you need to do international business.
So how does it work?
Conversion elves.
Conversion elves?
Yeah, watch. Want to know what this will cost in euros? Check this out.
Listen up, elves. We got one. $34 US. I need that in euros. Now, people. We got it. Put it up there, elves.
Wow. Currency elves. Who knew?
GoCurrency.com. Free currency converters, language translations, and more. GoCurrency.com.
Welcome back to our coverage of the 17th Annual Golf Invitational, brought to you by SureHits.com. When looking for the right ad network, there seem to be unlimited choices. Go with the only network that targets the insurance industry, SureHits.com. Let's head down to the fairway.
Here we are at the 18th hole.
Odd choice for Ken Mitchum to not go with SureHits.com here. I mean, they are the only ad network that targets the insurance industry.
Definitely a strange choice to not pick the best option for publishers in the finest category, but, oh, here's a swing.
Oh, look out, folks. Terrible slice into the woods.
Jeff Burns now stepping up to the fairway.
And it looks like he's already chosen SureHits.com. Clearly the best choice since they pay more for quality traffic.
And the swing. Oh my, he crushes it.
When getting ready to make your drive, go with the sure thing. SureHits.com. For insurance, it's sure hits.
Hello. Welcome to our website.
Website traffic isn't about paying for clicks.
Okay, so I guess we're going to wait until everyone shows up and then we'll...
It's about having the right content. So while you're searching for more traffic, the folks at InfoSearch Media are creating the content people are searching for. With InfoSearch Media, you can get more traffic for less money than PPC. So the next time you need to speak to your customers...
Welcome to our website.
They're already searching for you. InfoSearch Media. Get content that really clicks.
Welcome to the Daily Search Cast.
I'm getting these forms now from the UK government, right? Asking me to report my total earnings on a monthly basis. What's up with this? So I finally called them. I said, you're sending me these forms. I don't have time to do this. And how long are you going to do it? You have to do it for the next 22 months. You were randomly selected. I said, I like have nothing to do with the UK economy. Yeah, we'll send it in anyway. God, I hate them. Hate them. Send it in anyway.
The Daily Search Cast.
Live broadcast Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. WebmasterRadio.fm is now on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Get out your spray paint and put your graffiti on our wall. Get all the details on the WebmasterRadio.fm homepage.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Victor Pitts from Moniker. I am your guest host tonight for Domain Masters. Monty Khan is traveling on business. I'm pleased to introduce our guest tonight. Our guest is Rick Jones. Rick is the president and COO of Scott McRae Advertising. They're a full-service ad agency with a wide variety of clients, from real estate developers to car dealers to even the American Lung Association. He's also the creative director for the agency, which he joined in 1996. And over the past three decades, Rick has been a writer or creative director for some of the biggest ad agencies in the Southeast and has produced marketing that has worked in virtually every type of industry that there is. Rick started investing in domains back in the very, very early days, and he sold several names in the $2,000 to $7,000 range. He's a graduate of Florida State University, holds a master's degree in business, and I'd like you all to join me in welcoming Rick Jones. Rick, are you there?
Victor, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. So you live up in Jacksonville, is that correct?
I'm in Jacksonville.
And how are things in Jacksonville today?
Well, I think the weather looks good, and we've had a fine day.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Oh, it's about the same. It's a Chamber of Commerce type of day in South Florida. Well, first of all, I do want to welcome you to Domain Masters, and thank you for being on the show here tonight on behalf of Monty and the entire team. Let's talk a little bit about how you got your start in the domain industry. According to the notes that I got here from Jeannie, you started it back in 1989. That goes back quite a ways. So,
I started in 1989. It was 1999.
Ah.
And I'm not really sure why, but I just started buying domains. And if you remember back then, they were over $100 a piece. And I bought about $15,000 worth of domains, and some of which I still own, some of which I let lapse, which I wish I had not done. But some of those domains I now have submitted to Moniker for your auction in May in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. It's a traffic auction, exactly.
And quite frankly, I want to kind of thank Keith Seufer and all the folks at Moniker for helping me and kind of getting me back into the business.
Well, I'll make sure. I know that Keith is actually listening to the show, so he got your thanks. So back in 1999, which is still, we're talking about, almost 10 years ago, back before all this buzz was going on regarding the value and all the things you can do, what was your plans at that time? What did you plan on doing, and what propelled you to buy that many domain names?
My plan was really to try to set up to buy domain names that had some intrinsic value in terms of a sale. Let's just say for a car sale. You know, I've done a lot of retail car sales, a lot of retail sales for a bunch of different kinds of companies and industries. And so my thought was that I could buy stuff like, for instance, unclaimed freight. You know, a lot of folks have done an unclaimed freight sale. And I thought that, you know, what a great idea. You go ahead and, you know, you run your TV and your radio and whatever else, and, oh, by the way, I've got this website you can go to, and you turn it into a national sale. And so that's kind of what I did. I bought a lot of that kind of stuff. I bought, things like bank repo sale and some other things like that back then, and which, oddly enough, is probably a pretty timely domain name for these times, too. And over the years, I kept on getting, for some reason, people seemed to like unclaimedfreight.com. Mm-hmm. And I kept getting people who wanted to buy it. And last year, I sort of wasn't doing any domaining there for a while. And so last year, somebody emailed me and said, gee, you know, I'll give you X amount of dollars for it. And I said, well, you know, okay. So I sold it. And that sort of got me, you know, back into the business. And I said, geez, you know, I've got unclaimed freight. I think I could do better than that. And so I started buying more of them. And I started thinking about, you know, what about abandoned freight? What about seized, confiscated, salvage, you know, impound, all those kinds of things. And that's kind of where I started. Mm-hmm. And I read articles. And, you know, you'll see articles about abandoned, lockboxes and accounts and stuff that, that each state has an auction on those kinds of things many times. So that's kind of where I started. And then I started thinking about all these retail sales that I've been doing over the years. And, you know, really the biggest retail sale in the history of the world, the retail sale that every year comes back and that billions of dollars are spent on every year by car dealers, you know, RV dealers, mobile homes, you know, personal watercraft, boats, is the model year closeout. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows that. It's an icon of the industry, and it's recognizable to everybody. And I've tried to build my portfolio around those sort of iconic names that everybody recognizes and I think will be good good keywords, and then try to come up with something that I can actually build into a business or sell to somebody.
Well, it's evident from the names that you've got that you're drawing upon your personal experiences and professional experiences and going with words that you know are used over and over and over again, and really kind of taking the long tail view of domain names with these compound word domain names, and at that mid-range price range, which is probably the biggest, most profitable price range that there is. So, you know, kudos to you for that. Do you predominantly stay with .coms, or do you do any other extensions besides those?
I have stayed with the .coms, although recently I started buying a few .mobis. You know, I think the jury still seems to be out on those, but I decided to go ahead and try to pick up a few just for the heck of it, and
right.
Just because I could. And so we'll see how those go. I really haven't, done much of that, but right now I've got about, 1,900 names total in my portfolio, and I've probably bought 60 or 70 .mobis.
Right. Now, with the collection of names that you have, are you monetizing those names in any way, or are you just got websites on them? You holding on to them for to work with the future? What's the current status of the names?
Well, I guess yes to all those things, Victor. Basically, I didn't really start getting back into this until about the middle of this past summer, and I was really kind of blown away with some of the names that, that people had not bought. And that's when I started buying these things. And, I haven't bought anything in the aftermarket. Everything was basically a name that I made up. And to be quite honest with you, I had registered a lot of these things with another registrar, which I won't mention, and it's taken me really until this last week to get all 1,800 names or 1,900 names transferred over to Moniker. So Moniker is now helping me get everything monetized and put it on the marketplace and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Rick, you hear a lot of people say, particularly in the .com area, that all the good names are gone. I think you're living proof that that's not necessarily so. What's your opinion of the claim that all good names are gone?
Every time I go on the internet and I think of something new, I'm still amazed that there are still great names out there. I understand that some of my names may be, you're not supposed to get a three-word domain and a two, that kind of stuff. But I think that those things are valuable because they actually say something. And there are, and the names I've got are sort of icons that everybody recognizes. So I think that, I think everybody has a niche that they can probably think about, that they can think up some names that probably nobody else has ever thought of before, but most people might recognize it, and there might be some great keywords in there.
For our listeners, we like to have our guests try to offer up some, some tips, some words of encouragement, something that they can draw from and benefit from listening and sharing, some information about how you got into the business and things you did. How do you determine, if you wouldn't mind me asking, how do you determine what new names to invest in?
I basically I read a lot. I've, for instance, let's just talk about what's coming down the pike. I think that if you, number one, I would be buying some Asian names, but I don't have an agent in Asia, and I'm working on trying to figure out how that works out so I can buy some .Asian names. But I bought a bunch of China names. China Test Market, China Mass Media, China TV Ads, that kind of stuff. And I bought some Olympic names because I thought that might be valuable over the years. I bought some Indian names, just some stuff from some emerging markets. Dubai and Japan. That kind of stuff. I have some other things which like India Test Market, China Test Market, things that at some point when those markets really open up to America, people are going to want to have. And so I think that basically I'm just sort of on the lookout for things that sort of are familiar to me now, but things that I think people will want coming up in a few years too.
But we talked a little bit about how your experience, your professional experiences and personal experiences helped you in choosing names. How, if I could ask you maybe a flip side of this, how has your knowledge of domain names change the way that you've done things in terms of your professional or personal life?
You know, whenever I go in to pitch a new account now, I go ahead and I buy, 10 or 20 domain names that I think are better than what my prospective client already has for their business. And I go in there and I show them that, and it really helps out with the pitch. And most of the time we get the business because they're thinking, hey, you know, that's really better than what we've got. and it also says, hey, these guys are thinking. And it's just one more, you know, it's just one more little asset I can take in there to give us some credibility. And it's something they're not thinking about, and it really kind of blows them away.
Has any of that resulted in any sales?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I mean, you know, we go in there and we get some new business, and I've bought maybe 10 or 20 names. Well, I've also, you know, sold some of those other names to some other folks that, you know, that I couldn't use for these guys because they didn't, you know, they obviously didn't want 20 different names. And it's really kind of, it's a small investment for us corporately to go in there and just try to blow somebody away. And then at some point I can probably sell those things or maybe turn them into another business somewhere down the road.
Right. Is the concept of domaining starting to spread to the ad agencies?
You know, it's kind of frustrating. I have not seen that. I'll tell you who really gets it, and you guys have all heard of Owen Frager with the Frager Factor. Mm-hmm. And his blog. I've had the honor of talking with him, and every time I talk to him, I learn something new. But and he's been instrumental, I think, in kind of introducing, you know, the mainstream industry to the value of domains. But I don't really see these big ad agencies trying to pick up any of these things, and it's really kind of weird. I'm not sure why. Some of the names I've picked up that, you know, that we're going to use would seem to me to have been something that, you know, somebody who is in some huge ad agency that has millions of dollars at their command and has some of the best IT people in the world should have been picking these things up, but they haven't.
Yeah. You're right. It's one of the best kept secrets in the ad world.
Example, just about, you know, like you hear stuff like, you know, I've sort of keyed in on the automotive industry because I've been doing a lot of work there and over the years. And the automotive industry spends more money on advertising than I think any other industry on the planet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, GM you've read all the articles, GM, Nissan, everybody says that they're going to put more and more of their money into the internet. GM says that their $3 billion annual budget, that they're going to put half of it into the internet starting this year. So in 3 years, half of their $3 billion is going to be on the internet. So it seems to me that, you know, some of my automotive names should be worth something to those guys.
All right. No, you're right. Tell me a little bit about your plan for where do you go next with your domain portfolio?
First of all, I think that I'm going to, I have some folks who, you know, I have actually had some interest from a couple large automotive manufacturers. And so I've been talking to them about some of my names. And but, you know, my plan would be to try to get everything monetized. A few of the names I want to turn into, I want to put content on and turn these things into actual businesses. And really just kind of go from there. And then some of them I will probably, you know, some of them are sort of seasonal sort of names. Like, let's just say you've heard of a winter white sale, you know, Walmart. I mean, every department store in the country puts that sale on every year, and I own winter white sale. That's probably a 3 or 4 month gig for a department store, so I think that would be something I could lease out for a short period of time each year.
Mm-hmm. How do you stay current in this industry with all the changes that are going on in terms of new TLDs, regulatory changes? How do you stay up to date?
First of all, I stay clear of any trademark infringement. You know, I try not to put anybody's name in there, and I try to, everything I do is pretty much a generic name. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. Number one, I don't want to get in trouble and do something illegal and immoral.
Right.
But there are so many of these other names that that really are, I think, valuable that you don't really have to try to infringe on anybody's trademark.
Right.
So, and I read a lot about what's going on with the legalities. I know that Moniker's got some stuff, and I think Rick Schwartz has been talking about it on his blog, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your next traffic meeting is going to have a lot of that stuff going on. So I try to do that. I'm really and truly, I'm sort of ignorant about, looking for, the best, the highest rated names and all that kind of stuff. But I'm studying that now to try to make my search for the names a little bit more scientific.
Mm-hmm.
And also trying to figure out a way to add pertinent content and get click-through money and also look at affiliate income too.
So you've mentioned the traffic show, and I think you've attended one of those, and you've also mentioned some blogs that you have faith and confidence in. So there's definitely ways for a person who wants to enter in the industry to go through a learning curve and actually can be able to go through it pretty quickly with all the media attention right now, the online media, the blogs, the forums, the numerous industry trade shows that you can attend to. So there's an opportunity for anyone just coming into the industry to really learn things, pretty quickly, as well as listening into Domain Masters and hearing people such as yourself, Rick.
Well, I don't know if I'm, if I'm helping you or hurting you with this whole thing, but I mean, I'm just terribly excited about this, and I'm still kind of a newbie, if you will, but I think that I've done a fairly good job of buying some names, and I think, if I can do it, I think anybody else can, and really, if you think about it, the price of entry to this industry is really pretty cheap. I mean, you can get in for, $7 or $8 a piece.
Yeah.
And then business wise, let's just say so what? You buy a domain name for $7 or $8. If you sold it for $15 or $20, where else are you going to get 100% on your money for? Yeah. So.
Exactly right. Not every deal has to be a $1 million deal to be valuable to you. There's a lot of people that sell low-cost domain names for, 50% over what they paid for it, and that's a doggone good return for the money.
Yeah, and I know that you guys, I guess, have got the Snap name things going. You've got some other auction, a lot more auction opportunities now that Moniker is offering I think really are going to be very useful to everybody and really help folks get the word out about this, but also help folks make some money on their domain names.
I agree. Well, Rick, what are three tips if you were to offer someone just coming brand new into the business? What three tips would you want to offer them?
I would say this. I think it's like anything else. You hear everybody say that. Well, all the good domain names are gone, and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm kind of living proof that they're not. I'm amazed. I mean, literally every day I'll go on and I'll think of some new name that I think is a pretty good name, and half the time I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are still some good names available out there. I wouldn't be disheartened by the fact that it might have to be a little bit of a longer domain name. And I think that you need to sort of look at all of your options, and I think I would do it a little bit more scientifically than the way I've done it. I did it the way I did it because I've been naming things for so long in my business that it just sort of came naturally to me, and I sort of felt like I had a feel for it. but I would do what I'm doing now, which is to try to get a little bit more scientific about it. Find more, you know, find out more about keywords and how those will affect your domain names, and you know, how the search engines work and all that kind of stuff. And look at affiliate programs and click-throughs and that kind of thing. And then, really and truly, this has been kind of a ball for me. I mean, I've had, you know, I put a lot of money into it, but for most folks, you know, if you got into it and bought, you know, 20 or 30 names, you know, get those, make some money on them, and then, you know, turn your money around and buy some more after you get some experience. And look at, you know, and look at some of the results that Moniker posts, and, you know, Domain Journal and some of those other publications about what's selling and how much they're selling for.
Right. All right. Well, Rick, I do appreciate those. This is very good advice. It's very good suggestions, and you have, I think, have offered a lot of good words of encouragement and some ideals that people can draw from the show. So, again, thank you for being on it, and appreciate having you as a customer at Moniker and also as a guest on Domain Masters.
Victor, I appreciate it. I hope I helped out some.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, listen, everyone, thank you again for listening in to Domain Masters. My name is Victor Pitts. I'm your guest host here tonight, and I've enjoyed spending some time with you, and I've enjoyed spending the time interviewing Rick Jones from Scott McRae Advertising. One thing, Rick, what is the? How does someone get in touch with you if they want to do business with you or learn more about Scott McRae Advertising? Okay. Folks, I'll get that to you. It will be available on the blog site here in a few minutes, or anyone can email me at vpitts@moniker.com. Again, vpitts@moniker.com, and I'll get that information out to you. But again, I do thank everyone for listening tonight. Next week, Monty Khan will be back in his regular seat hosting Domain Masters, and be sure to tune in then, and come back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. Thanks, folks.